business check. It's a habit that the Department of Commerce and Consumer Affairs wants you to develop. We sat down with Director Catherine Awakuni-Colon to showcase a revamped state website that she hopes Hawaii consumers will get into checking regularly. Information is, after all, power.
We really wanted to take sort of the parts from different divisions and put it in one location so it would be easy for people to look online to check most anything. A business to see if it's properly registered, a company if it happens to be a licensee also, or a person as a professional licensee to see, you know, if they're again, first properly licensed and whether there are any complaints.
These are fields that are regulated.
So many different fields. You know, your doctors, dentists, hairstylists, nail technicians, insurers, all different kinds of folks, contractors. We see a lot of unlicensed activities. So we want people to be able to use the information to make good choices. If you are going to be spending money, then know that the person you're dealing with, it has met some minimum qualifications to be licensed as a professional and then has to adhere to certain kinds of standards.
Well, I know, like, when I'm out in my front yard, occasionally somebody will stop by and say, hey, you know, do you need a rock wall built or do you need any repairs around your house? And, you know, but then you don't know who they are. They just kind of drive up and they want your business.
Oh, yes. I was just talking with a police sergeant the other week at a neighborhood board meeting, and he was saying that they still get a number of these kinds of complaints where people will drive around looking to scam people, really, but they will pretend to be a contractor and they'll say, you know, I noticed that your roof, you know, needs a little bit of work here. Give me $1,600 or, you know, I'll quote it as that much. Give me $500. I'm going to go to Lowe's or Home Depot or wherever, City Mail. I'll buy a bunch of supplies. I'll be back, you know, at 2 o'clock or so. It's just going to take me a little bit of time to go and get those supplies. I'll be right back. They'll give him the money and then they will never see him again. And so, you know, we're advising people, take his name, you know, ask him, this is a lot of money. Let me check and do some due diligence first before I give you, you know, hundreds of dollars.
And then are we seeing a lot of cases like this with the elderly?
Oh, yes, for sure. I think, you know, people are very trusting. Although it was very interesting, a lot of the recent studies have shown that millennials are also, you know, quite trusting and are used to, you know, freely exchanging information.
Right, it's a whole trust thing with online marketplace, that kind of a thing.
That's right.
Uber and Lyft.
Right. Right. So, you know, this is kind of reminding everybody, take a pause. It's appropriate, especially where you're going to engage in a business transaction with someone. Take your time to do some checking. Make sure that they're licensed. Make sure that they have, you know, no complaints, or at least complaints that, you know, don't give you that kind of strange feeling of, well, maybe I would be uncomfortable if I knew that my whatever kind of professional had been accused of and disciplined for doing, you know, certain kinds of activities.
And you folks do issue a release, I think it's monthly, of all the actions taken against offenders, whether there's a fine involved or somebody's license gets yanked because of something very serious. And we're talking everything from doctors to nurses, you know, on down.
That's correct. And so, again, we're trying to provide good information to consumers so they can make reasoned, you know, and fully informed decisions about whether they feel comfortable knowing that their, you know, chiropractor has been disciplined, you know, or had his license revoked and maybe, you know, he's still continuing to help on the side or something like that. So we want them to understand, you know, is the person that you're dealing with truly licensed? Have they been disciplined? And if so, for what reason? So we try to put a little blurb there that explains what all of the allegations were and then what the various boards or commissions ultimately decided.
Now, there have been a lot of cases where you've had, let's say, medical personnel and they come from another jurisdiction, another place, and maybe they were disciplined over there and they came over and didn't disclose that to anyone.
Right. And so we do have those instances where, you know, depending on the various statute, providing the authorization for the licensing of that particular profession, we are often able to say, you know, if you have been disciplined in another jurisdiction for something that is, you know, different categories, we would like to know about it. If you fail to tell us within so many days, then the board can, depending on the offense, either fine the professional, or if it is so significant, they can actually move to revoke that person's license.
Are we seeing a spike in cases?
We see a lot of activity, you know, especially around tax season. You know, people will call and say, you know, I happen to be the IRS, and, you know, I think that you need to give me, you know, you owe me X number of dollars. If you want this tax lien to go away, then just give me your credit card. So we do see a lot, you know, sort of at the beginning of the year. But we think that, you know, no matter what time of year, it's always helpful to at least know where to go. So even if you're not, you know, remodeling your house right now, or if you're not, you know, changing doctors or dentists, at least know that there is some place where you can go to get that information, you know, when you ultimately need it.
So it's a start, and then you could probably go on to maybe the Better Business Bureau website or some other way to be able to check the person's background.
That's correct. And so we do have a lot of good information there, including about complaints and any disciplinary orders and such that may have been issued by the Associated Board or Commission that regulates that profession.
And then you mentioned the IRS, and I know that a lot of folks were getting calls from people saying, oh, I'm the IRS, and you better turn this information over. And a lot of times those were scam calls.
Oh, yes. We see so many robocalls right now. Generally speaking, we advise people just don't pick up the phone if you don't recognize the number. And I understand that's hard, but oftentimes those folks who are spoofing the numbers, you know, to kind of create, pretend that they have an 808 number when it's really not their correct number, or they're spoofing to use somebody else's actual number that you do recognize.
Or your own number.
Or your own number. I know, it's true. We've had that happen as well. You know, those folks, generally, we're not going to be able to take action against them. These are criminals who are using technology in a way to catch people off guard and try to convince them to provide them with money, wires, or access to credit cards, those kinds of things. You know, don't pick up those kinds of calls. Same thing with utilities. Utilities will never call you to say, give me your credit card, or I'm turning off your power or your water. They will work with you. So always go back to, you know, calling them at using their website, you know, number that you find on the website, or telephone book if you still have one available, from your own bill. So use a reference point to call them using something that is a trusted source of that information.
Right. So the best advice is just be extra cautious, whether it's a robocall or if you're being solicited for business. The go-to website would be the DCCA Business Check.
Yes. So businesscheck.hawaii.gov. And again, you know, we're trying to create a one-stop landing place on our website where people can check most any kind of business to verify whether they are, in fact, you know, inappropriately licensed business or a formerly established business, and whether or not they have any complaints against them. You know, we want people to kind of slow down, take their time, do a little bit of due diligence, do a little bit of checking to make sure that the people that they are working with are really the people who they say they are.
That was Catherine Awakuni-Colon, DCCA director, talking about a more user-friendly website for consumers to help them avoid being victims of bad businesses.